Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer, the Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
Well, now we're at week 6 in the NFL. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer doing our NFL picks as we do every Friday. Last week, another good week for, well, just about all of us. We all had good weeks. I went 3-0. Ben went 3-0. Brad went 2-1. I'm in the lead. I don't know if I've ever been in the lead for 2 weeks in a row. This is, I'm going to take it all day and run with it until everything collapses.
I don't understand what's going on right now. Did the Browns run all over the Chargers? Yes. Did they get big chunk plays like I said they would? Yes. Did they miss a field goal in the last 30 seconds of the game after Coach Staley decided to go for it on fourth down like an idiot? Yes. What is going on? That was exactly what I said, except for the Browns missing a field goal. God bless it.
Yep.
God.
Yep. Well,
good thing we're not talking about the Raiders this week because they're on a bye. So now you can air my entire rant because nobody cares.
Well, I was just gonna say this is the portion where we do the Niners game and the Raiders game, and Raiders on a bye, and so they're gonna need to lick their wounds after what happened on Monday night. So we'll go with the game. 49ers are 3-2, going to Atlanta. They are 2-3. This game is 10 a.m. on Fox on Sunday. Brad, what do you think?
The NFL has to do something about the turf situation in the league.
Yes.
The Niners have their injury issues, maybe more than a lot of teams in the league. And we could do a whole segment on why I think that is. And it's not necessarily all bad luck. I think a lot of it has to do with their own practices in recovery. But it was another game of attrition for the 49ers on a field with turf outdoors. You know, Bosa is probably not going to play this week. Armstead's definitely not playing. Emmanuel Mosley tears his ACL. His season is over. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that's going on, which is going to catch up with them if they're not careful. This is another game on turf, and so kind of on tender hooks waiting for this game to get over with. But in Kyle Shanahan's tenure as coach of the 49ers, they've done this thing where they're staying at the Greenbrier, so they don't have to travel back and forth twice to the East Coast. Their record is like impeccable in it. I think they only have one loss doing it this way. Atlanta is better than people think. They got jobbed last week against Tampa Bay. Bad. Like the referee was really feeling bad for Tom Brady and Giselle and all that kind of stuff. And so threw a flag for no reason whatsoever. And otherwise Atlanta, I think, wins that game. You know, it's going to be close. Niner offense looked pretty good against a bad Carolina team. I don't think they're going to have quite as much success against Atlanta, but I just think that they're finding their rhythm. I'm taking the Niners, not necessarily in a blowout. I just think they grind out a very workmanlike performance and win at Atlanta.
Atlanta has been pretty successful with the run up until this point. And, you know, luckily the Niners happen to defend the run. They are the best defense against the run. So you're going to take them off of the knees, not being able to run the ball as effective as they had hoped. And then at this point, I think you're going to find a lot of success in the past from Jimmy G. I think even though I was excited to see Tevin Coleman make as many plays as he did last week, that was exciting. They're going to run the ball efficiently, but at the end of the day, I think the passing game is going to be what brings the win home. But ultimately, I think the Niners take this one fairly easily.
Yeah, I don't see Tevin Coleman making a big deal in this game because he's not playing the Panthers.
Now, are you talking Tevin Coleman or 1990s R&B star Tevin Campbell?
I mean, I don't think either one of them. I don't think either one of them will have a good game necessarily.
I have both their albums.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot closer than people think, like you guys said. But even, and I think Nick Bosa will rest, even if his groin injury is not that bad, because they've got the Chiefs next week, and they definitely want him to be playing against Patrick Mahomes. So I'm going to say Niners squeak it out. Defense is still good enough, even with some of their biggest players not playing. Clean sweep for the 49ers.